World Health Organization, 3.7 billion people have herpes. By Mary Chastain on October 29, 2015. The World Health Organization, WHO, announced the herpes simplex virus type 1, HSV1, infects around 3.7 billion of the world's population under 50 years old. HSV1 is contagious through oral-to-oral contact and causes cold sores. HSV2 is the sexually transmitted herpes virus that causes genital herpes. However, in developed countries, HSV1 is now an increasing cause of infection due to improved hygiene. This means young adults are at risk of catching it via oral sex when they become sexually active. WHO discovered 49% of women in the Americas have HSV1 compared to 39% of the men. Dr. Neil Rao, an infectious diseases expert at CTV News, told the network the numbers are alarming because people rarely show symptoms. Therefore, many people do not know they have it, and there is no cure for the disease. It's the type of virus that once you get it, you don't actually clear it. It goes into a dormant state, he explained. Most people have no symptoms, some reactivate once in a blue moon. Some people don't reactivate but they shed the virus from time to time and that's how they pass it to others. Dr. Marlene Temmerman, the director of WHO's Department of Reproductive Health and Research, said young people must have access to education and information on both types of herpes and sexually transmitted infections to keep them safe when they choose to become sexually active. WHO medical officer Sammy Gottlieb demanded the development of a herpes vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline PLC attempted a vaccine previously, but stopped when it was not effective against HSV2, even though it showed evidence of fighting HSV1. That was interesting and promising and gave a proof of concept that these vaccines can be developed, she said. There's a lot of work ongoing and we're hopeful that we'll have an HSV vaccine in the future. This revelation comes only a few days after WHO declared war on red meat and stated that bacon causes cancer. They even categorized bacon with smoking and asbestos. But Susanna Mouchette-Jones, the oldest living person, at 116 years old, claims bacon is her secret to a long life.